The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for the weekend of Friday, February 6th through Sunday, February 8th. This program originates on Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs on terrestrial radio on our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org. We let you know when the program is available through our diocesan Facebook page. My name is Chris Albrecht. I am Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I also edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. The latest issue will be dropping Monday morning between 6 and 8 as a flock note, and it is dated Sunday, February the 15th. And I also host a program called the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, powered by Kappen and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. The latest show on that will drop a week from Friday. This is for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's our 504th broadcast at our still relatively new digs here in Southwest Amarillo. It's early February, and it is a busy time to be a Catholic in the Diocese of Amarillo. There is so much going on, so we're going to devote our program to getting you caught up with the latest diocesan news, and there is plenty to share between now and the top of the hour, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer as well, starting now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. We could use some more moisture. That snow that we had a couple of weekends ago, very, very nice. It's melted off for the most part, but we could use some more moisture for our farmers and for our water tables and for our soil profile as well. So continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They need some moisture. We need some rain. We need some snow. So please, if you don't mind, please pray for much needed favorable weather for those great men and women that grow the crops that feed, clothe, and shelter not just us here in the great state of Texas or the United States, but the entire world. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, the disturbed. Keep in prayer also our two great seminarians for the Diocese of Amarillo, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Siegel, and congratulations to former seminarian, now Father Mauricio Valadez, who was ordained to the priesthood January 31st during a Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich, and has been assigned to St. Thomas the Apostle Church here in Amarillo as parochial vicar, effective Monday, February 16th. Congratulations to him. There's some other announcements that are being made in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. You will see those when it drops as a flock note Monday morning between 6 and 8. In the terms of vocations, please continue to pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we will pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life in the final segment of this week's program. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated here on this particular radio program. All right, let me slide up here and get my soapbox here going. Let's talk about the elections. Now, the deadline to get registered to vote is passed. That was this past Monday. All right, so you're registered to vote now. Now it's time to start talking about Election Day itself. The primary Election Day is Tuesday, March the 3rd. Early voting for the primaries begins Tuesday, February 17th, and will run through Friday, February 27th. If you're registered to vote, it's time to start doing your homework, or continue, if you've already started, to do your homework about the candidates, the platform that they are running on, the issues that they care deeply about. How does that affect you? How do those opinions about their candidacy affect your Catholic faith? And then when you get the chance, either in early voting on February 17th through February 27th, or the primary date itself, Tuesday, March 3rd, get out and vote. As Catholics, we have a moral obligation to participate in elections. And that's not just when we want to. That's every single time we are called to vote. So get your homework done. Get ready to vote. We will see you at the polls, whether it be in early voting, February 17th through February 27th, or the primary day itself, which is Tuesday, March the 3rd, the general election coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd. Put all those dates in your calendar and let's participate in the American democracy process of voting. We thank you for the privilege of your time as we continue with episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And as I said, there's a lot going on in the Diocese of Amarillo, so why don't we pull up a chair and let's get started talking about some of those things starting right now. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate is where we start this week. They invite the faithful of the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout this year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The sisters are offering St. Francis Chapel at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry, to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee Year. Now, the year started off this past Monday, February 2nd, and will continue until Sunday, January 10th, 2027. The conditions to gain this indulgence are: receive sacramental confession, 2, participate in the Eucharist, 3, visit a Franciscan church or chapel, 4, pray the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and 5, pray for the intentions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences, if the conditions of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence will be granted. Now, the chapel at St. Francis Convent will be open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The Franciscan sisters also invite everyone to join them for their holy hour from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., which includes the recitation of the Rosary and Vespers. That happens every day. Now, there will be various activities during the year, which will be publicized accordingly here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, on our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, and in the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Now, some of the scheduled activities coming up in the next several weeks include Friday, February 20th at 7 p.m., a Franciscan Rosary with an introduction about St. Francis of Assisi and the cross. On 3 consecutive Saturdays, the first Saturdays of March, Saturday, March 7th, 14th, and 21st at 1 p.m., there will be a Lenten series about the readings from Year A of the Gospels. On March 7th, Drinking from the Well, Jesus and the Samaritan Woman is the theme. March 14th, Lord, I Want to See, Healing Our Spiritual Rebirth. And March 21st, Lazarus, Come Out, Spiritual Rebirth. Sister Valentine says, and I quote, "We sincerely hope and pray that you will take advantage of these opportunities to grow in your walk with God. All talks will have a suggested donation of $20, this to collaborate with the upkeep of St. Francis Convent. For additional information about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, please call St. Francis Convent, 806-383-5769. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich scheduled to celebrate deanery-level centennial masses in all 4 deaneries of the diocese. He was at Saints Peter and Paul Church on February the 4th. He's at St. Hyacinth's Church on February the 6th. Next week, he will be at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa at 6 p.m. for a Mass for the East Deanery, St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Street in Pampa. And then Friday, February 27th at 6 p.m., he'll celebrate a Mass for the South Deanery at San Jose Church at 735 Brevard in Hereford. Keep it on this radio station and our diocesan website and in all the other diocesan publications, parish bulletins, and so forth to keep up with the latest with the Centennial, which will culminate with a Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Reservations are being accepted for an evening for married couples. That's Friday, February 13th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. The evening scheduled to start at 6 o'clock with Mass and vow renewal for married Catholic couples led by Bishop Zurich. That'll be in Holy Family Chapel. Mass will be followed by a gourmet dinner and social, which includes dessert and beverages. Tickets are $150 per couple. If you need to know more about an evening for married couples or you'd like to make reservations to attend, get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, sister and executive director at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. Her telephone number, 806-383-1811. That's 806-383-1811. Or you can email her, seabdrc@dioama.org. seabdrc@dioama.org. This event is a fundraiser for the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. Well, while the married folks are at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, young adults in the Diocese of Amarillo who are in their working and family building years are invited to gather Friday, February 13th for a pre-Lenten evening of good conversation, meaningful connection, and community rooted in faith. Presented by the Young Adults Group at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, the evening is geared toward post-college to 40-year-olds and will be offered from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Tanglewood Road Event Barn at 12500 Tanglewood Road. Now, if you're planning to attend, you're asked to bring a small plate and the beverages of your choice. If you need to know more about this meeting, call the parish office at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, 806-655-3302, 806-655-3302. A Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch sponsored by Amarillo Rejoicers will be offered Saturday, February 14th, 10 a.m. until noon at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. As in the past, the Prayer Brunch is a ticketed event. Tickets are $20 per person. You can purchase them online through the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center website, bdrc.org, or if you want, and we kind of encourage you to do this also, go to Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature at 2500 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Seating is limited. Doors for the breakfast will open at 9 o'clock. And by the way, this is the second of three women's prayer brunches this school year at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. The final prayer brunch, the traditional Mother's Day prayer brunch coming up on Saturday, May the 9th. If you need to know more about the February 14th Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, please call the BDRC 806-383-1811. The third annual Valentine's Dinner and Dance to benefit Blessed Sacrament Church here in Amarillo on Saturday, February 14th starts at 6 p.m. at Bishop Zurich Parish Hall. That's at 2500 South Bolton here in Amarillo. Tickets for the evening are still on sale, $75 per person. All proceeds from the evening go toward renovations of the restroom in the church. A steak dinner will be served from 6 until 8, followed by a dance with music from Dueto Cortez and DJ Luisio until 1 a.m. The evening will also include a number of other activities, including a game with various prizes. The parish is also conducting a raffle. The top prize is a 75-inch television. There will be a drawing for other prizes as well. Tickets are $5 each. Winners need not be present to win. If you need to know more about the evening or to purchase tickets for the raffle, please call the Blessed Sacrament Church Parish Office during regular business hours at 806-374-1132, 806-374-1132, or you can contact Deacon Baltazar Montoya. His telephone number is 806-433-5266, and we'll get into more in the way of diocesan news on the other side of the break. But first, before we take that first break, if you will assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for much-needed rain for this very parched portion of Christ's vineyard. We never stop praying for rain, even when we get lots of rain. We continue to pray for rain because I don't think you can really get enough rain here in this portion of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. as the loving Father and His merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of Your Holy Child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, Your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite Him into our life so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since You are the Mother of Him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's sad but true. Hunger knows no age group, skin color, religious denomination, creed, or gender. And until this past January, there was no full-service food pantry in Randall County. But there is now, and they could use your help. It's called the Market on Tierra Blanca. It's a ministry of St. Helens Outreach at St. Anne's Church. The Market on Tierra Blanca is the only full-service food pantry in Randall County. At this time, it's open Tuesday afternoons from 3 until 7, Friday mornings from 9 until noon. It is just east of St. Anne's Church at 605 38th Street in Canyon. And they need volunteers. They could use your help. If you'd like to know more about St. Helens Outreach or to volunteer to help in the Market on Tierra Blanca, the person to get a hold of is Glenn Bacchus. He can be reached at 806-655-3302, or you can email Glenn at sthelens@stannesofcanyon.org. I'll spell it out, STHELENS@stannesofcanyon.org. Help your brothers and sisters in need out. Again, hunger knows no age group, skin color, religious denomination, creed, or gender. But you can help feed the hungry and do a nice corporal work of mercy by being a volunteer at the Market on Tierra Blanca, a ministry of St. Helens Outreach at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. Need to know more? 806-655-3302. Ask for Glenn Bacchus. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you for the pleasure of your time and the presence of your time as we continue with episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, here on your Catholic radio station. And we thank you for also supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications. You can hear this program throughout the weekend or even before it airs at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, we can never stop praying for the United States of America. Let us pray for our great country, folks, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, a quick reminder about WestTexasCatholic.org. We brought that website back to life this past year. Thank goodness for that. And when you visit WestTexasCatholic.org, first off, make sure you bookmark the site. Then scroll down and to the left, you're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic. Go to the right of that, you'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009 when we came back to this job. To the right of that, you'll also find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday. We let you know about that through our Diocesan Facebook page. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. Also, you'll find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register. So please bookmark our site, WestTexasCatholic.org. That's West Texas Catholic.org, and our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and please visit them often. And again, as always, we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. Let's get you up to date with more diocesan news. It is a news-packed program because there is so much going on in our diocese right now. Tickets are now available for the annual parish fundraiser to benefit St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa. That's taking place Saturday, February 14th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. in the Pastoral Education Center, the PEC, at 810 West 23rd Street. Tickets for the evening, $125 each, which includes a dinner for two, served from 7:15 to 8:15, dancing, and a chance to win the top prize of a $4,000 Visa gift card. Second prize, a $2,000 Visa gift card. Third prize, a $1,000 Visa gift card. The winners will be determined in a reverse raffle, according to St. Vincent de Paul parishioner Dr. Jack Albrecht, who is chairing the event. The evening will also include music, Calcutta boards, a silent auction, and a live auction at 8:30. No one under the age of 21 will be admitted into the fundraiser, and yes, that includes babies. No takeout plates for the meal will be sold either. For more details, to purchase tickets or to donate items for the auctions, get in touch with Dr. Albrecht. His telephone number, 806-663-1950, or you can call Delma in the St. Vincent de Paul Parish office. Her telephone number is 806-665-8933. The Altar Society at St. Joseph's Church here in Amarillo hosting its third annual brisket dinner. That's Sunday, February 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That will be in the St. Joseph's School Gym at 4114 South Bonham here in Amarillo. The tickets are $18 for adults, $9 for children ages 5 to 12. Children 4 and under eat free, according to parish spokesperson Denise Haley. Tickets can also be purchased in advance at the St. Joseph's Parish office or on the day of the dinner. Takeouts will also be available. available. Dine-in and takeout will be offered, and everyone's invited to visit the Altar Society Boutique during the meal. Learn more about the brisket dinner by calling St. Joseph's Church. Their telephone number, 806-355-5621. That's 806-355-5621. More details can also be found on the St. Joseph's Parish website, stjosephamarillo.com. Our Lady of Vietnam Church conducting its Vietnamese 2026 Lunar New Year celebration on Sunday, February 15th in the Activity Center at the parish at 2001 North Grand. This year's celebration focusing on the Year of the Horse. Traditional rites and alliance dance taking place at 11:30 a.m. followed at 12:30 p.m. with entertainment, a reception, and a spring fair, all at Our Lady of Vietnam Church in their Activity Center at 2001 North Grand here in Amarillo. Wednesday, February 18th begins Lent, Ash Wednesday that day. The Ash Wednesday Mass schedules can be found on page 5 in the first section of the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which will drop as a flock note between 6 and 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Or you can find those same Mass schedules on our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org under the diocesan news header. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds for the Lenten season. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ Alike continue their initiative for teens and young adults called Worship Prayer Movie Night. Happens on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. The evening begins at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world, according to Sister Mary Michael Hoosman. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to join the Franciscan Sisters of Christ Alike for the evening. The next worship prayer movie night on Friday, February the 20th. And if you need to know more, please call the Franciscan Sisters of Christ Alike in Panhandle. Their telephone number is 806-537-3182. We swerved into Lent just a moment ago, and it's a good time to remind you that the Diocesan Office of Communication seeking information for fish fries and meals being served during the Lenten season. Those planning these events are asked to email all pertinent information to WestTexasCatholic@gmail.com. That's WestTexasCatholic@gmail.com. A list of meals to be served during Lent will be printed in the February 15th and March 15th issues of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. And yes, we will be publicizing the meals for Friday, February 20th in the radio program next week. We do want to remind you that before Lent even begins, the Great Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon with a shrimp boil coming up on Tuesday, February 17th. Please call Amber Zunica in the parish office at St. Anne's Church in Canyon for all the details. 806-655-3302, 806-655-3302. Speaking of Lent even further, St. Thomas the Apostle Church and the aforementioned St. Anne's Church in Canyon will take part in the 31st annual Bach Lunch Series, sponsored by the Amarillo chapter of the American Guild of Organists. Now, this year, the Bach Lunch Series will be extended into the first two Fridays after Easter. There are 8 recitals scheduled at churches throughout the Amarillo Canyon metro area. The Bach Lunch begins with a 25-minute organ recital at 12:05 p.m. That's followed by lunch at 12:30. Those attending are encouraged to bring a box lunch to the recital. Parishes will provide coffee, tea, and a place to eat, and then you'll have plenty of time to get Bach, get it, to work at 1 o'clock. St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter hosting the first Bach Lunch Series recital Friday, February 20th. That will be led by Jim Garner, former Director of Music Ministries at St. Thomas. St. Anne's Church, 605 38th Avenue in Canyon, will be the site for the Bach Lunch Series Friday, March 13th. That will be led by Dr. Elizabeth Gotland McKee, the Director of Music at St. Anne's Church. For more information about the Bach Lunch Series, get in touch with Dr. Michael Johnson, 806-654-3239. And you can also visit the Amarillo Chapter American Guild of Organists Facebook page. And by the way, just a friendly little reminder for those that didn't know, the 341st birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach will be observed on Tuesday, March the 31st. Cheers to Change, a fundraiser to benefit the Interfaith Hunger Project and Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, is coming up Friday, February 20th. That starts at 6 p.m. in the Amarillo Club at 600 Tyler, Suite 3000. The evening will include music, presentations, and fellowship. According to Jeff Goldie, the executive director at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, black tie attire is requested. Individual tickets, $125 per person or $250 per couple. Sponsorships are available for Cheers to Change. Those levels include top shelf at $25,000, meats at $10,000, fruits at $5,000, veggies at $2,500, grains at $1,000, and dairy at $500. For additional information or to sponsor Cheers to Change, please contact Yara Haddad, who is the Development Director at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. Her telephone number, 806-376-4571, extension 250. That's 806-376-4571, extension 250. St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo offering a four-week Honoring Your Grief series on Tuesday evenings. That will begin February 24th and continue through St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, from 6 until 7:30. The Grief Support Group, which is open to anyone who has experienced a death prior to November 2025 or 2025, will be offered in Classroom 2. Facilitators for the course, Davlin Dusterhaus and Angela Keller. There's no cost to participate in this series. All materials will be provided. Each evening there will be prayer, a topic about grief, discussion, and sharing. By the way, your deadline to register for this series is Friday, February 20th, so you need to act on this pretty quick. For further information or to register for Honoring Your Grief at St. Mary's Cathedral, please call Angela Keller. Her telephone number, 830-998-4076. That's 830-998-4076. And that brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel, and we'll get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news as we continue with episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. One more Sunday of wearing the green vestments, and we move into the discipline of Lent on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. And we thank you for listening to and supporting your Diocesan Office of Communications. And we thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for the protection of unborn babies. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, you who faithfully visit and fulfill with your presence the Church and the history of men, you who in the miraculous sacrament of your body and blood render us participants in divine life and allow us a foretaste of the joy of eternal life, we adore and bless you. Prostrated before you, source and lover of life, truly present and alive among us, we beg you. Reawaken in us respect for every unborn life. Make us capable of seeing in the fruit of the maternal womb the miraculous work of the Creator. Open our hearts to generously welcome every child that comes into life. Bless all families, sanctifying the union of spouses, rendering fruitful their love. Accompany the choices of legislative assemblies with the light of your Spirit, so that peoples and nations may recognize and respect the sacred nature of life, of every human life. Guide the work of scientists and doctors so that all progress contributes to the integral well-being of the person and no one endures suppression or injustice. Give creative charity to administrators and economists so they may realize and promote sufficient conditions so that young families can serenely embrace the birth of new children. Console the married couples who suffer because they are unable to have children and in your goodness provide for them. Teach us all to care for orphaned or abandoned children so that they may experience the warmth of your charity, the consolation of your divine heart. Together with Mary, your mother, the great believer in whose womb you took on our human nature, we wait to receive from you, our only true good and Savior, the strength to love and serve life, in anticipation of living forever in you, in communion with the Blessed Trinity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We like to focus our attention on our great diocesan organizations during the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. One group deserving such attention are the Catholic Daughters of America. Now, we have two courts in the Diocese of Amarillo. There's Court 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church, Amarillo, and Court 1368 at Holy Family Church in Nazareth. Catholic Daughters of America was formed in 1903. It's one of the oldest and largest organizations of Catholic women in the Americas. This national organization has some 55,000 plus due paying members in 1,150 courts in 45 states across the Fruited Plains in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Members strive to be helping hands where there is pain, poverty, sorrow, or sickness. The motto of Catholic Daughters of America is unity and charity. These women strive to be their absolute very best, giving their time, their energy, stewardship, hearts, and finances to help others in the service of Christ. You can find out more about Court 2472 of Catholic Daughters of America by getting in touch with Patty Linneman. Her telephone number, 806-679-7973. And you can find out more about Holy Family Church in Nazareth's Court 1368 by calling the parish at 806-945-2616. Catholic Daughters of America, another great organization in the Diocese of Amarillo, serving those in need throughout our diocese and in the United States. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of the Lourdes, you are pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary whence you dispense your favors, and already made sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my request. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues that I may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The second half of episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, begins now. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A lot of diocesan news going on as we really start to unfold this year, and that's what we're doing this week, is unfolding and breaking open a lot of diocesan events so that you're aware of these things. Let us continue in our third segment with more diocesan news. The third and fourth of eight courses on the Holy Trinity will be offered Saturday, February 21st, according to School Sister of Notre Dame, Sister Maria Elena Farrar, the diocesan coordinator of the Diocesan Office of Faith Formation. All catechists in the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to attend one of these courses being offered throughout the diocese this month and next. The courses, which are free of charge, are offered in both English and Spanish and go from 9 a.m. until noon. Now, the schedule for the courses on the Holy Trinity are Saturday, February 21st. This will be for the Central Deanery in the Conference Center at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Sisters Maria Elena and Beatrice will once again serve as instructors instructors. Saturday, March 7th, this will be in the North Deanery in the Pastoral Center at Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox and Dumas. Sister Maria Elena will facilitate the English portion of the course. Fatima Zanetti, Director of Religious Education at St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, presenting the course in Spanish. And Saturday, March the 14th, in the Eastern Deanery, the East Deanery, at St. Vincent de Paul Church in the Parish Education Center, the PEC at 810 West 23rd Street in Pampa. Once again, Sister Maria Elena and Fatima Zanetti will serve as presenters. There's no charge for this course, folks. All catechists in the Diocese of Amarillo are expected to attend one of these eight offerings. The first one's taking place this weekend. We ask that participants bring a Bible, pen, and pad and choose a date that's convenient to them. For more information, get in touch with your parish DRE or Sister Maria Elena Farrar, a school sister of Notre Dame who is the coordinator of the Diocesan Office of Faith Formation. She can be reached at the Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243, extension 113. Parishes are beginning to assemble its list of Catholic high school seniors for the annual graduation issue of the West Texas Catholic, which will be dated Sunday, May the 17th. Parents of Catholic high school seniors are asked to contact their parish with their graduate's name as soon as possible. A reminder, we do not accept names from individuals. We only take the list that are compiled by the parishes, so please get your senior's name to your local parish as soon as possible, please. The list of Catholic high school graduates from diocesan parishes are due to the Office of Communications by noon, and that is a hard deadline, folks, because we've got lots to do on February the 26th. That is a Thursday. Questions regarding the 2026 graduation issue can be addressed to the Diocesan Office of Communications. Our telephone number, 806-414-1075. You can email us with questions as well. That's westtexascatholic@gmail.com. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to help lead the assembly and song at not one but three diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral in the next several months. That, according to Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral. And this includes Rite of Election, which we'll talk more about. That's coming up on Sunday, February 22nd, the annual Chrism Mass on Tuesday, March 31st, and the Diocesan Centennial Mass on Saturday, August 22nd. To learn more about participating in the Diocesan Choir, get in touch with Dr. Onofrio at St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204, extension 3003. Catholic Daughters of America Court 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church here in Amarillo, sponsoring an enchilada dinner Sunday, February 22nd, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Parish Hall on the corner of Northwest 16th and Adams. Adult meal tickets are $12 each. Children ages 12 and under are served for $6. Proceeds from the dinner benefiting the many charitable efforts of Court 2472, according to spokesperson Patty Lindemann. There's also going to be a silent auction during the dinner, and if you need to know more about the meal or Catholic Daughters of America Court 2472, get in touch with Patty Lindemann. Her telephone number, 806-676-7973. The Rite of Election and the Call to Continuing Conversion will take place Sunday, February 22nd, 2:30 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Listen very closely, folks. This is very important. If you're participating in the Rite of Election and the Call to Continuing Conversion, you need to be at St. Mary's Cathedral by no later than 1:30 p.m. to receive final instructions. So please get there on time or early, please, okay? More detailed information on the celebration can be found on the Diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and we'll also have it for you in the Sunday, February 15th issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which will be coming out as a flock note on Monday morning. The annual German Sausage Dinner to benefit St. Joseph's Church in Stratford, served on Sunday, February 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sherman County Barn at 501 Maple off Highway 287 to the east. The dinner plates, $17 each. In addition to traditional German sausage, sauerkraut, and all the fixings, Green chili sausage will also be served, according to parish spokesperson Heather Braden. Sausage to go will also be on sale, as will cooked and uncooked sausage sold by the pound. Cooked sausage, $8 per pound. Uncooked sausage sold for $7 per pound. If you need to know more about the meal, get in touch with Heather Braden. Her telephone number is 620-629-1593. St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo, offering a Lenten mission Sunday, February 22nd. And Monday, February 23rd, 6:30 to 7:30, both evenings. Sisters of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, or SALT Sister, Mary Mediatrix Patterson from Christ the King Church in Corpus Christi, is the presenter for the mission. The theme of her talks will focus on repent and believe in the gospel from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. The theme of evening one is repent, according to Sister Mary Mediatrix. She plans to focus on conversion and repentance, specifically the turning of our hearts back toward God. She says that they will reflect on how the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are gifts that help deepen this conversion. The second evening will focus on believe in the gospel, centering on our call to live the gospel more fully. She plans to speak about the universal call to holiness and highlight aspects of the Beatitudes as concrete ways we are invited to live out this call in our daily lives. A native of Lebanon, Ohio, Sister Mary Mediatrix has been a professed sister since 2006, and she puts it this way. Love this quote, to quote her. I love religious life, living with the Blessed Sacrament in my home, living in community with other women, striving to be holy and continuing to grow in the path of wholeness and holiness. I love witnessing in the habit as it permits me to speak about my favorite topic, Jesus. The world is hungry and nothing else is satisfying but our Lord Jesus. I'm grateful He is my friend and spouse, and that He calls me to participate in bringing others into relationship with Him. End of quote. A reception will follow each presentation in the St. Mary's Cathedral gathering area. If you need to know more about the February 22nd and 23rd Lenten mission, get in touch with the parish office at St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204. Registration continuing for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC, which is taking place Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th at the Amarillo Civic Center, 401 South Buchanan. The theme of DCYC 2026 is Do Not Fear, I Am With You. Do not be anxious, I am your God, from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Monday, February 23rd, very important day. It's the early bird registration deadline. Early bird registration, $55 per person. That gets you two meals, a t-shirt, and gifts. Regular registration of $65 per person. That must be postmarked by Friday, April 3rd. The fee includes two meals, but you don't get the t-shirt or the gifts. Now, if you're registering at the door, it's $75 per person. According to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, that registration fee does get you two meals. Registration can be done at the parish level, and any additional costs really depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, if you're planning to go to Wonderland Park on Sunday, April 26th, the tickets for that are $24 per person. Guzman said those planning to go to Wonderland Park are welcome to order for family as well, but Wonderland Park is really optional, okay? Scheduled to participate at DCYC 2026 are Bishop Patrick J. Zurich, Donovan Moses, Genesis Perillo, Franciscan Sister of Christ the Light Sister Maria Irina Tyner, and Brad Farmer. Youth interested in attending DCYC 2026 are asked to contact their parish youth minister or priest for additional parish delegation details. And if you need to know more about DCYC 2026, please go online to amarillodiocese.org/DCYC-AKA-youth-rally, or you can call Oscar Guzman. His telephone number is 806-383-2243, extension 118. And one final event from February to talk about before we take our break, and that's a Men's Acts Adoration Community Theology and Service Retreat, Thursday, February 26th through Sunday, March the 1st at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Registration forms available at Parish church's offices, or you can get them through the ACTS community website at actsamarillo.org, actsamarillo.org. For additional information about ACTS in the Diocese of Amarillo, get in touch with Jimmy Hund. His telephone number is 806-344-4842, 806-344-4842. 4842. And that brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life when we come out of the break. And we'll get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news, including details on the 35th annual Czech Sausage Dinner coming up at St. Anne's Church in Canyon on Sunday, March the 1st. It's episode 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to and supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. And we thank you for supporting the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, westtexascatholic.org, and the Diocesan Office of Communications.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to St. Carlo Acutis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of St. Carlo Acutis, who embraced his faith with unwavering devotion and used his talent to spread your love in this digital age. As God's influencer, he showed the world that holiness is attainable in everyday life, inspiring young people to seek you with sincerity and joy. May his example remind us that technology can be a tool for evangelization and drawing hearts closer to your divine presence. Lord, we ask for St. Carlo's intercession. May his deep love for the Eucharist, his compassion for the poor, and his dedication to living a life of virtue serve as a beacon of hope for all generations. St. Carlo, pray for us that we may follow your path of humility, kindness, and unwavering trust in God. May we, like you, find joy in the Eucharist and strength in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's talk to the young ladies in our listening audience. I want to invite you to something called Roses of Mary. It's being offered by the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, and it's for all young women in the Diocese of Amarillo between the ages of 15 and 25. These are encounters at the Franciscan Convent, which is at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue, and they take place Saturday afternoons between 3 and 5. Do note, if you're under 18 years of age, you will be required to bring a permission note from a parent. The encounters are bilingual, and they include a number of activities, including prayer, sharing of experiences, adoration, worship, pastries, crafts, discussions of themes relevant to young women, and all kinds of other great activities. Now, if you're interested in these Roses of Mary Youth Invitation that takes place on Saturday afternoons for young ladies between the ages of 15 and 25, and this is Saturday afternoons between 3 and 5 at the Franciscan Convent at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue here in Amarillo, please call the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate. Their telephone number is 806-383-5. 5769. That's 806-383-5769. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a petition for God's protection over the United States and its citizens. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, please take dominion over this nation once again. Place your hand of protection over all its citizens wherever they may be. Protect this country's borders, its natural resources, and all freedoms. Reconcile the soul of this nation with your divine will. Inspire each citizen to pursue peace. Father, please preserve this nation in all truth and free it from any abuse of authority. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for the privilege of your time. It's the final segment of episode number 748 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications and of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. After that, we will pray a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, or if you can, pray a rosary a day for an increase of vocations. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And for more information about vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo, please visit amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org is your one-stop shop online for anything and everything you want to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. And please pray for our two fantastic seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW is brought to you by you. Because of your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings, you continue to keep this radio ministry in operation. We are getting ready to begin our 21st year of service to you on Saturday, February 14th, on the feast day of Saints Cyril and Methodius, okay, Valentine's Day, so it'll mark February 14th, 2006, the day that we began Catholic radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. Now, if you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, please go online to grnonline.com. That's grnonline.com. We thank each of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Don't forget to visit our websites, AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. We bought the latter back almost a year ago now. Now, when you visit the latter, WestTexasCatholic.org, scroll down. To the left, you'll find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. Go to the right of that, you'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you'll also find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted Wednesday or Thursday. We notify you on our diocesan Facebook page when it comes in. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register. So please bookmark our site, WestTexasCatholic.org, and our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org, and visit often. And we thank you for your support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. And we remind you to check the Around the Diocese section in the Diocesan News header. That's where you find a lot of the diocesan news and information about upcoming events in that particular place. One final glance at Diocesan News. St. Anne's Church in Canyon serving its 35th annual Czech Sausage Dinner on Sunday, March 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will be in the Parish Family Center at 605 38th Street in Canyon. This year's meal is drive-through or dine-in. Adult meal tickets are $18 each. Children's meal tickets are $10 each. The meal consists of Czech sausage with sauerkraut, bread, parsley, potatoes, green beans, and cobbler. There's also a 50-50 raffle drawing, religious articles, and a country store with baked goods and kolaches. For further details about the dinner, get in touch with the parish office at St. Anne's Church during regular business hours, 806-655-3302. The Ladies' Society at St. Teresa of Jesus Church in Friona, serving its annual Mexican dinner Sunday, March the 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That'll be in the parish hall adjacent to the church at 401 West 17th Street in Friona. The meal of enchiladas, a taco, beans, rice, dessert, chips, and salsa with tea, $15 for adults, $8 for kids 10 and under. If you need to know more about that particular particular meal, get in touch with Lena Padilla, 806-265-7163, 806-265-7163. The parent-teacher organization, PTO, at St. Anthony School in Hereford, finalizing plans for the annual PTO auction taking place Sunday, March 1st in the St. Anthony School gym at 120 West Park Avenue in Hereford. Activities begin at 11 a.m. with a hamburger and sausage wrap brown bag meal that includes a hamburger or sausage wrap, chips, and a drink for $18 per person. That meal will be served until 2 p.m. The annual auction starts up at 1 p.m. with over 400 items being auctioned off. All proceeds will benefit St. Anthony School. Items for the auction are still being accepted at the school office during regular business hours. Now, at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a drawing for a chance to win a 2025 Mad Jacks E4 lifted golf cart. This golf cart is valued at $9,495. It's a black body with black seats, LED lighting, GTW tires and wheels, a lift kit, and sound bar. Tickets for the chance to win the golf cart are $25 each or five for $100. You can see the ad on page 5 in the second section of the February 15th edition of the West Texas Catholic, which drops Monday morning as a flock note between 6 and 8, to scan a QR code to see an action video of this golf cart. For additional details on the PTO auction, to donate items for the auction, or to purchase tickets for the golf cart drawing, please call St. Anthony School office at 806-364-1952 in Hereford. A woman's curcio will be offered Thursday, March 5th through Sunday, March 8th. This will be at St. Francis Convent, 4301 Northeast 18th Street here in Amarillo. Cost of the curcio, conducted entirely in Spanish, is $150 per person. Get in touch with your parish Ultrea representative for additional information or to get signed up. And finally, we're calling all married couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversaries this spring. The West Texas Catholic seeking couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversaries that were joined in marriage between January 1st, 1976 and March 31st, 1976. We'd like to honor you in our March 15th issue. You can send us a current photo or a wedding photo along with your names, the date and location of your wedding. We'll honor these couples absolutely free of charge in our next issue. Please, absolutely no cell phone camera pictures. You can email the photos to westtexascatholic@gmail.com or mail them to us. P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117. Your deadline to get a photo and this information to us is noon on Thursday, March 5th. If you need to know more, please call us at our Office of Communications, 806-414-1075. And that does it for another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We'll do it again, same bat time, same bat channel next week. Have yourselves a fantastic week. And remember, very importantly, that abortion is not health care. Viva Cristo Rey.